Once upon a time, men were on the battle line. The children were sent away to play, and guess what they did find? A doorway to another world, discovered by a little girl. She left one day and she did stay, while the others were left behind. And when she did return, the others couldn't take their turn. They didn't believe what she had seen, and one of them was mean to her. And Tearly stumbled through and came to see it too. A world of white, that girl was right, and it was quite a sight for sure. And there he met a woman who tempted him with delight. But he was surely not a victim of that devil dressed in white. The woman put a curse on him, the apple of original sin. He was to go and leave the snow and bring the others back there with him. And so what could he do? He brought the others there with him too. But he didn't say that he knew the way, but by the end of the day they knew. They went to see the friendly fawn, but he was already long gone. He had to leave for helping the daughter of Eve, and I believe he's even turned to stone. And that's when they met the creature by the name of Mr. Beaver. He said that in the end, to help their friend, they'd have to be true believers. For there was a savior, the true Lord of this land. And when he came, his roll of thunder passed the rule on to them. Well, that's when the brother took sides. He went off to be her spy. The others instead, they went and fled to find the Lord that the brother despised. When they met him, they were full of awe, the size of the lion's paw. Gave them strength and made them think about the brother they'd left behind. So they went to rescue their brother, who by now understood his trouble. And when they saved him, they all forgave him, cause they know that everyone does stumble. But the woman knew of an ancient power that would have allowed her to take the brother from others, but the Lord, he would not cower. He walked the sands with the devil, and in the end gave his life so that boy and all his trouble could become a man and set things right. So as the boys fought the battle, the girls witnessed with their eyes their Lord resurrected. His loving innocence brought him back to life. And though the children destroyed the evil, and they grew old as kings and queens, eventually returned to their home world, and they were young again, but they knew it was not a dream. You they were young again, but they knew it was not a dream.